to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome to the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas. And we're looking out the window here on a beautiful night. It was clear and sunny today. It was kind of cool, but it was kind of just nice to be able to be outside and enjoy the cool weather today. And we just appreciate you all being here tonight. We hope that you're enjoying wherever life is right now in your city, your little small town or big town. It doesn't matter. But it's just great to have you with us on Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. I'm Greg, so just call me Greg. And grab you something to drink, maybe a cup of coffee or soda or something, and grab a pen and paper and write down this number, 888-627-6008, because we would love to have you call in tonight and just share your comments or your questions. Now, up front, I don't know if you're listening to us by audio, by radio. We have all kinds of platforms that's going out there with YouTube and iHeartRadio, BBS Radio, some other platforms I'm not even aware of. But on the Facebook account, Curtis, my son, has posted a link that will go to the BBS Radio because we're having a little bit of trouble with the technical difficulty of that. We're trying to solve it, but the link will be able to get there so you can pop over to the BBSRadio.com site and watch us live. But you're still on the Facebook account. Can ask all the questions you want or comment as we like to every Sunday night. Great to have you with us. Next week, I want you to kind of put on your seatbelts. We have Dr. Dinas is going to be with us next week. And it's a subject that we have never dove into, but I think it's a serious subject that affects so many families, that affects so many men and women, so many marriages, so many relationships, so many things just personally that maybe you have never addressed or never even have faced. But it could be an issue that you're dealing with. And we're going to talk about pornography next week and how it affects so many different people. And it has a hook that can literally get in you and drag you into a world that you may not even want to get there. But it's not only affecting adults, it's affecting teenagers and children now that so many people have access to the internet because of COVID and the quarantine and the access to different web pages and things. And almost every child has a phone or a laptop that they can get on. And we're just going to look at it. The devastation and the damage that pornography can do to so many people, but also what does the Word of God say about pornography and how can we battle that if you have a friend or somebody that's dealing with that. And it's going to be a different show. And I promise that it will handle it as delicately as we can, but that'll be next week, 8 o'clock Central Time. With Dr. Dinas, and I have heard her speak. I did a program with her, and we were on a program together not too long ago. We were honored in Boston, in the city of Boston, and she has a great story and some great wisdom, and that'll be next Sunday evening. So make you aware of that. Last week, we started Something that I kind of wanted as we go into the year 2021, some things that you may want to get rid of to make 2021 just an awesome year for you, okay? So I want to add just a couple, two or three of those to that list. And these are things to get rid of, hopefully, this year, so you can think of the positive things that may be able to help you become a better person, be more successful, be happier, be more positive in the coming year. So number four is focusing your attention. Get rid of this coming year. Stop focusing your attention on another time and another place. This day, I mean, you may want to lean in and huddle up on this one. This day, I promise you, will never happen again. So enjoy it. Cherish your time. It's often hard to tell the value of a moment in time until it becomes a memory. And then you go, oh man, if I had only taken that moment to take a picture, to take a selfie with them, to tell them how much they meant to me. Someday you may discover that the small things were really the big things in life. So just number four, get rid of focusing on another time, another place. Enjoy today, this very moment, because it will never happen again. Another one that I want you to just kind of get rid of or try to get rid of this year, overlooking what you have and focusing on the things that you don't. Most people pay more attention on what they're missing rather than what they are in possession of. Oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. And you're looking over all the things that you do have. So focus on what you have, not what you don't. And the last one, real quick, because I really want to get to the guests tonight. The last one is dwelling on the things that you can't change. The past often becomes something that we dwell on. And let me give you a hard pill to swallow tonight, okay? You can't change that. No matter what you try to do, no matter what's happened to you, and we always end the program with that thought too, no matter what's happening, there's always hope. But no matter what's happened to you in the past, I will let you know, stop dwelling on that. It's time to maybe look at it, focus on today, and then get the heck out of that past and move to today and what the future has in store for you. You will always grow stronger from the pain if you don't let it destroy you and if you don't dwell on it. So please just take those three things, add those to the three things we talked about last week. I have a couple, two or three things next week, and then we'll stop doing this. But just the three things that you need to get rid of in 2021. And I loved the first one that we talked about last week, those three new important words, from now on. Things are going to be different. Things are going to be better. So use those words as we go into it. Now, tonight, we have Eileen Dong, but I think she's better known as Ms. Texas, right here in the most awesome state in the country. And I really believe Texas is just south of heaven. That's what I think about Texas. That's how I put and in the highest regard of our state. I just love Texas. And she is the current reigning Ms. Texas, and it's an honor to have her here. She has a business management degree, a petroleum engineering degree, and folks, she's a NASA scholar, and she's an international business consultant, a cross-cultural communications expert, and a linguist. I don't even know what a linguist is. Well, I do, but I pretend to know. But she's a linguist, too. So as a model, as a dancer, as an actress, as a songwriter, and a show host of her own show, the Miss Texas Show on YouTube. As a matter of fact, I believe I taped a show with her a week or so ago that's going to be premiering in April, I believe, the first week of April, because she has so many great guests. You have to book that far ahead just to get on her program. Unlike me, you can call me tomorrow and say, hey, can I be on Sunday's show? And I'll probably work you in. But anyway, she has that. She's won first place at the Australian International Documentary Conference, as well as the Los Angeles Addies Award. And she has modeled for renowned cosmetic brands as L'Oreal. I've heard of L'Oreal, even though I don't use it, but I've heard it. And she has performed on various occasions, even at our awesome Hobby Center for Performing Arts, which is right downtown in the most beautiful city in the world. And she has done all kinds of pageants, judges, as a participant, winner. And she has a song that has been released that recognizes Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And on the last part of this bio, that because I'll let her tell you all the rest, one of her major accomplishments is our esteemed mayor of City of Houston, Sylvester Turner, literally named October 1st after her because of her merits of recognizing the platform that she has. And she has been recognized by the U.S., the United States Congress, and Atlantic City Council, and she's on all kinds of different boards and advisory boards, and she has been interviewed by hundreds of magazines and TV shows and podcasts and radio shows, and I'm wearing out, and if I keep talking about her bio, we won't ever have her on. So I just want to welcome to the program tonight, Eileen Dong, Miss Texas. Welcome to the show, Eileen. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much to Dr. Williams for this warm intro for me.
I read it exactly as you gave it to me. I'm playing with you. But thank you so much for being here tonight. And I want to let you know that I want to encourage everybody to recognize when you have a circle of influence like you have, you can build a platform and literally change so many people's lives. So tell me, before we get into the rough stuff tonight, what have you always been interested in, pageants and pageantry and contests and things of that order? How did you get involved in Miss Texas?
Honestly, this question has been asked many times. I feel like I just somehow stumbled into it.
I tell you what we're going to do. Why don't we go ahead and run the first commercial? And then while we're on the commercial, that'll give us about a minute and a half. We'll take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side of the break and kind of just start over. And that's still going to leave us about 40, 43 minutes to talk to our guest tonight. So hang with us. Don't give up on us. It's worth staying with us. And we'll be right back after our first commercial break with Miss Texas. So hang with us right now. We'll be right back. This couldn't be coming at a better time. Have you ever felt like you were just trapped and couldn't find your way out of darkness? Have you ever felt like you were drowning and fighting to find your next breath? Well, coming in 2020 will be the second of a three-part trilogy, my new book, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. This new book will provide you a step-by-step approach of how to reach that destination, that important destination called hope. Now, two additional resources are going to be made available when this book is released. One, The Map to Hope. It'll be a handy guide that you can carry around with you, put in your briefcase or put in your purse. And this guide is going to help you find your way when you're stuck in life looking and searching for hope. And then the other resource, the Overcoming the Darkness Companion Journal. I have always believed that journaling is the first step to finding real healing and hope in your life. And this journal will guide you down that path. I'm excited about these resources and this new book that's going to be released in 2020, the Summer of Hope. Now back to the next segment of Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams right here on BBS Radio. welcome back and welcome, world, to live radio and TV and podcasting and all that. You know, we could get all excited and get mad and slam the computer down. But I tell you what, we just, when things like this happen, we just say, hey, we're just going to take a deep breath and just keep on going. So we're back now. And I want to make sure, Eileen, can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's just kind of not, we'll pick up kind of where we left off. But you're the reigning Miss Texas right now. So tell me, how did you come about selecting the platforms? I gather every contestant has to have some type of platform selection. How did you come about selecting those platforms? And tell us about the platforms that you selected.
Right. That is a great question. So my platforms are to fight against human trafficking, sexual assault, and domestic violence. And how I came about with it, I'm actually a survivor myself of domestic violence and sexual assault. And that's how it all got started. I started volunteering for many different organizations and started public speaking, started getting involved on different committees and boards, and eventually started learning about, as you know, that we're in Houston, Texas, and Houston, as far as the statistics shows for human trafficking crime rate, is the number one city, and Texas is the number two state. As I dig further, I found out that 80% of the recognized victims of human trafficking are all U.S. citizens, and 28% of them are children. And that's why I started getting involved in that as well. Not to mention that historically, by statistics, that victims of domestic violence and sexual assault are more likely to be trafficked. And so I connected all the three platforms together, and that became my passion, that I'm working days and nights and nonstop to fight it until everyone is free. That's my goal.
Well, I applaud you for that, number one. And I appreciate your openness to share that you've had experience with some of that, like domestic violence in the back. When you go out and speak, do you go into what's happened to you in the past?
It all depends. Depends on the audience. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Just like the platform that I'm providing, for instance, you've mentioned the Miss Texas show, which is the platform which I believe the hope, love, and unity. And this is a show that I wanted to unite people, as we are all global citizens. I want to show people love, especially in this unprecedented world, that we need more love and we need to be united. And last but not least, for people, especially, you know, not to mention the ones that have already been through that, but even now, everyone needs a hope. So it just depends that sometimes I will dig into details. Sometimes I will tell a little bit of the story, but most importantly, to bring the hope to the people. Because I know that when I was going through that, I feel like there was no end to it. There was no end of the tunnel. Don't even mention the light at the end of the tunnel. And I remember I was at I gave a speech at one of the events, and I was saying that a person can live without food for how many days? A person can live without water for how many days? But a person cannot live without hope for how many hours? And that is how I feel. And you mentioned, like, you know, if I dig into the details of the graphics of the violence, the abuse, but I feel like I would rather share my testimonials with people about my own story. You mentioned God in the beginning. So it depends. Sometimes, you know, I go to the church and I will share my testimonies and people will come to me, say, Miss Eileen, Miss Texas, can I share your testimony? I'm like, yes, please, because that is really God sent the angels to my life. And if you would like, I'll be happy to, you know, give a few examples.
I would love that. And I think, you know, majority of our people in our audience that listens are people that are looking for that glimmer of hope. They need that. I mean, they listen in each week hoping to find something that's going to help them during the week, to how to get through what's going on. That, like you're saying, they're looking for the light at the end of the tunnel and they can't even see a glimmer yet. So I would really like to, if you could, share just a little bit, possibly, of how, no matter what had you was involved with and what was going on with you, you had the hope that got you through. If you could share that, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, I think my video might work now because I tried the hardwire. Hopefully.
Okay. Well, go ahead and try it. Let's bring it in.
Oh, I think it says host has stopped, so I might need a host to bring me back on. But whenever, if I'm allowed. Okay, start okay. My video.
Okay, they're trying you right
Let's
now.
Try.
Here you go. Okay,
see,
welcome back.
Okay, so I can be more. I tend to talk very, very vividly. So yeah, one okay. of the many examples. I know that you know, we all have been through our ups and downs, and when you go to, I work with a lot of you know, mental health professionals, including yourself, Dr. Williams, and people told me, they say, okay, if you are experiencing depression, anxiety, PTSD, one of the signs is weakness in the leg. And I didn't know that. I just know that one day I literally went down on my knees. It's not like, yes, I pray. I went down on my knees to pray all the time. But that day I literally went down on my knees when that happened to me, the abuse happened to me. And I just want to remind you again that I was born and raised in Shanghai, China. So in this country, I am the only person with no family here. Mm. And all my families are 8,000 miles away on the other side of the Pacific. And when this happened, I didn't understand, because I mentioned to you, you say, how did you get into pageantry? How did you get into modeling? I have to say, I have been very lucky prior to that. And Just everything has been a glamour. And I was in this fairy tale world thinking the world is the perfect world. It's like a princess story and everything has a happy ending. When this happened to me, I had no clue what is going on in the world. I feel like the only thing that keeps me going is my perseverance. If anyone ever experienced mental health, a therapist will ask you the first question, have you ever had any thoughts of suicide? I'll tell you no, definitely no, because I have a strong will to live. But I didn't really know what to live for. And at that time, when I went down on my knees asking God, why? Why is it happening to me? Why did you do this to me? Why did you do this to me in a foreign country when I have no people, no family here? And when I left the abuser, I left the circle of everyone, literally everyone. I used to say, I am the only person and I had to go through this all alone. But today I went out of the situation. I am so proud to say that I was never alone. God has always been with me. And here's the story. So when I was going through that, I was still going through, I came from Shanghai. It's like New York City. You just, you know, wave at the cab and now it's Uber, but back then cab, and they'll just come like in the middle of the night. You don't have to call a number to reserve them. And that's how easy it is. So I never really learned how to drive until I came to this country. So my driving age is still very young. I was going through not only, you know, all those traumas through the abuse, but also having to overcome like driving obstacles to go to places and getting lost. And years ago, the GPS signal wasn't that good and wasn't that very well developed. But I met a lady from the church, and she would come to me, literally come to me every week. We would go to church every week, no matter what, if it rains, if it snows, whatever, even if it has ice and has, you know, knives, we're going. This is how solid it is. And after church, we would always have our church brothers, sisters. We don't go to the bar. We just go have tea. Sometimes we have dinner. And this is the angel. And the reason why I said that's the angel God sent her to me, she told me when we first met, she said, Eileen, I don't know why, but now I know why. One day I was praying and God told me to pray for someone. And now I know that was you. And I was going through things and that didn't really click in my mind, but it now clicked. And the miracle that was definitely telling me she was the angel was afterwards she moved. We lost in touch. And that was God sent someone to my life just in the midst of everything, knowing that I needed just that little glimpse of hope.
Yeah.
And today I wanted to tell everyone, and I'm very proud to tell everyone that if I come from another country, I can make it. So can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell me about the organization, if you can still hear me. I lost your visual. But about the organization that you call Hope PYX Global. I don't know if that's the way you pronounce it or not, but can you help me with that and explain what that does? Okay, we lost her completely. Okay. Well, here we are. Want to let you know that while we're waiting for her to reconnect, and hopefully when she reconnects, she'll be even stronger. I love the fact that everybody that we have on the program that has experienced situations like this, that when they get the passion of being able to understand that, hey, wait, that's I've experienced something. I've seen how God's hand has been there to help me through it. And now not only do I want to sit back and embrace all the stuff that got me through, but I also want to make a difference on other people's lives. And I want to tell you what, if you don't get anything out of this show except getting to see her and meet her for just a few minutes, I want to let you know that everything that we go through in life is sometimes not to hurt us, because I don't think things happen to us in life per se. I think things happen for us in life. So no matter, you know, I went through how many years of abuse every day? But I don't know for sure it happened to me as powerful as it happened for me. So now I can take that piece and rewrap it, take the negativity and turn it into a positive. And it looks like Eileen is trying to reconnect now. So just as soon as she unmutes, we'll let her back on. But no matter. So everybody just focus on what's happened to your life. And maybe apply that. Could it be for your life? So, Eileen, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Fantastic. Tell me what the hope PYX Global is, and is there how do you pronounce that PYX?
It's pronounced PIX, just like pixel PIX.
Okay, so it's Hope PIX Global.
Yes, Hope PIX Global.
Hope PIX Global. Tell me about Hope PIX Global and what's that mean, and what do they do in the world right now?
Yes. So Hope Hicks Global is actually a 501c3 nonprofit organization based out of Houston, Texas, that helps victims, survivors, and their families from all backgrounds that are related to sex trafficking, sexual assault, and domestic violence. And our mission is to build a shelter eventually and go global.
Okay, are you affiliated with them? Do you work for them or with them? Is this your organization or someone else's organization that you just help?
So this is what I like about Hope PYX Global is nobody is a paid employee. It's all volunteer based. That means 100% of proceeds if a donation goes to victims and survivors. And I am the spokesperson of Hope PYX Global. And I wanted to explain what PICS means. Okay. Since we were talking about my testimony. So PICS is actually religiously a container that is used during the communion at the church.
Okay.
Yes. And non-religiously, it means a treasure box. A treasure box that you can put jewelry in, put gold in. So we decided to use that name again. That was one day just God sent a gentleman out of India and we met and we started chatting. But we have Houston is one of the most diverse, actually the most diverse city in the country. So I'm sure you have come across a lot of gentlemen and ladies from India, and their names has a lot of syllables. And so we started chatting and then heard this name, PYX. And I was like, what does that mean? Is that an English word? Is that an Indian word? What is it? So then I started digging into the dictionary. And this is a sign that I take from God and the time we were trying to decide what to do about furthering the cause, the platform for God's calling. And so that we can do the work for both believers and non-believers.
Fantastic. So if people want to get, and we'll talk about it, I think, a little bit later on after the next break, but if people want to find this Hope PYX Global, there's an internet page or web page for them, correct?
That is correct. So I wanted to provide two pieces of information about Hope PYX Global. You can just go to hopepyxglobal.org. That is the website for Hope PYX Global. I also have my personal Facebook and Instagram pages that is both with the name at Eileen Dong Official. It's E-I-L-E-E-N-D-O-N-G Official. When you click on the web link over there, it has all the links, including the Miss Texas show, including the Hope PYX Global, including my Miss Texas page.
Yeah, the Miss Texas show. I believe you are interviewing, it may premiere next week, Vicki Jackson.
Yes.
From the Lighthouse, that was, I think she introduced us actually on email, and that has to be a great program. So I encourage everybody to get over there and listen to your radio show, your podcast show, and take that in, because that's going to be some more great information.
Thank you. Yes, I'm grateful that Ms. Vicki Jackson made the introduction. And I am also so happy that you will be the premier for the month, launching April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And with the long queue, as well as you being, you know, the leader in this industry, we wanted to spotlight you. So you are going to be the first one premiering for the Sexual Assault Awareness Month on April the 1st, which is the Thursday. I want to keep everyone in mind, because usually we air on Wednesdays, and that will be a Thursday, April the 1st at 8:45 p.m. Central Time will be Dr. Williams' story. I can't wait to share your story with everyone as well.
Well, that's great. And they named April 1st after me. So April Fool's Day is in honor of me. Houston names October 1st for you. The world names April 1st after me.
That is awesome.
So being an advocate of awareness and prevention and family violence and sexual trafficking and sexual abuse, what information do you want people that's listening to the program, people to get in touch with the whole PYX Global, what do you want them to get out of that? And what's some of the vital things that they really need to get into? And let's do a little quick prelude of that. We'll take our next break and then we'll let you talk as long as you want after that. But just what is your hope in releasing this information and how you're wanting to impact the people that listen?
Absolutely. So, for instance, before the break, I wanted to mention that according to the National Sexual Assault Hotline, every 92 seconds, another person experiences sexual assault. And sexual violence affects hundreds and thousands of Americans each year. While we're making the progress, the number of assaults has fallen by more than half since 1993, even today. Only 5 out of each 1,000 rapists will end up in prison. And I'm just telling you that because this is happening to us. This is happening in our backyard. And I will give you the same pitch about sex trafficking as well, about domestic violence as well. And this is not just you're watching TV, Hollywood TV, not because I'm from China. You think, well, it has nothing to do with me. It just happened to Asian. Anyone can be a victim, regardless of your gender, race, nationality, social and economic statistics. So I want everyone to know that this is related to you.
Absolutely.
And we can tell them more about how they can prevent, and that's why the platforms are for.
Okay, we're going to dig deeper into that. We'll drill down into that right after this last commercial break, and then we'll be back for the last segment, and we'll go all the way through, and we want to really dig into that information of how people can get more wisdom on it and realize people around them, all around them, are dealing with this. So don't leave us. We'll be right back after our last commercial break for the final segment of Breaking the Silence with Miss Texas. Be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back. We want to apologize for all the technical difficulties we've had tonight, but that's just part of life, and that's part of live radio and TV and podcasting and all of that. So we're trying to plow right away, but we do have a good connection right now. 888-627-6008. We would love to have you call or comment if you have any questions that you want to tap into. And Eileen, just kind of break down the difference. What do you consider is human trafficking, and how rampant is it in Houston?
Yes. So human trafficking is a form of modern day slavery. This crime occurs when a trafficker uses force, fraud, or coercion to control another person for the purpose of engaging in commercial sex act or soliciting labor or services against his or her will. So this sex act could include pornography, as you mentioned earlier at the introduction, stripping, and prostitution. And this is the definition of human trafficking. I wanted to mention that because before, as I mentioned, I got into that, I used to think it was a container of foreigners like myself, crowded in on a shipping container from overseas. And then I realized that was not human trafficking, that was smuggling. So I wanted people to understand that there is a difference between human trafficking and smuggling. And secondly, as we mentioned earlier, that 80% of the identified victims are U.S. citizens, and 28% are children. And men are also victims, unfortunately. Actually, 21% if you calculate with the other stats. So I wanted to mention this because this is, in terms, you are a business person, and you know that in terms of business, to give you a number, guess how much money they make every year? $150 billion. Yes. That's what my reaction is when I first heard it. $150 billion industry. And that is why I wanted to use my influence. I'm hoping to connect with you and use your influence and all the listeners in the world. And as Miss Texas, I am calling you to join us. We need help from you. We need volunteers to join this fight, because the traffickers are not going to stop because one person is against it. So we need to fight by doing different things. First of all, to educate ourselves. How? And this is why we have Hope PYX Global, to provide information. These information that I'm telling you, you can also go on the website that can be found over there. And the similarities we mentioned, why victims of domestic violence, sexual assault can more likely be trafficked, because whether it's the abuse or whether it's the trafficker, they have the similarity when it comes to controlling and how they coerce, how they manipulate. There are different ways to describe them. And secondly, we want to provide a platform, a network, a support network for everyone. And that is why the Miss Texas show is here. We give this voice to our victims, our survivors, our advocates, and our community leaders like yourself, Dr. Williams, to provide these resources to them, to give them the voice to share their stories. And I believe you and I, when we had the chat, we had talked about how it empowers us. I know that I talked to so many survivors. I asked them, share with me, what do you think healing is? Because I always tell people, I never say, your situation is not as bad as mine. Mine is worse than you know. You never compare the situation. Everyone has a different story.
Yeah.
And we're in this together, arm by arm and side by side, because I am in this for everyone. And I am here for you. And so are you, making the influence by having the radio talk show, by writing the books, by writing the manuals, I believe, on your next book for children, and everything to provide tools for people. First, they need to understand that. Second, they need to speak up. And the healing journey, I call it a journey. Everyone's journey is different. I have worked with victims and survivors. Some people say, yes, I'm ready to speak. Some people say, no, I'm not ready to speak yet. Some people say, I want to speak, but I don't know if I trust this person, trust that person. I don't know if my abuser is still out there listening. Well, I say that it's all at your own pace when you are ready. we want to provide this platform so they can be ready. But the ones that I work with who are ready to speak, they tell me how powerful it feels to them, how healing it is to them when they help the other person. The other day I was interviewing the lady. She told me, she said, healing to me is when I say my story to this person come to me, thank you. I had this happen to me too. This helps me. She said, I cannot begin to describe how healing it is to me. And for the same reason, this is what's happening to me. I feel like I just want to do whatever I can to help people. And whenever a person come to me, and one day I was at the shelter, a woman and children's shelter, we held a Christmas party for them. It is a shelter for survivors of domestic violence and sex trafficking. This lady came to me in tears and say, thank you so much for coming to me. You have no idea what I've been through and everything. And this is what put the smile on my face. And when I saw this little girl, I had this cute little bracelet she made for me, made of rubber band, but this is from her heart. When I saw the smile from her,
yeah,
and this is why I'm doing what I'm doing.
You know, as I'm sitting here right at the heart of the medical center, if you was with your knowledge and your work in the city of Houston and recognizing just this, the sexual trafficking, and you know the inner circles of that, do you think I could go 10 blocks with here and find sex trafficking probably every direction within 10 block radius of where I live right now, don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
If not a couple blocks. I think it's that rampant. I think it's so much in front of us that we either are dumb to it or we are ignore it. But don't you think it's every person's responsibility to go, hey, wait, something looks funny at that business right there? It's worth at least reporting it if it looks strange.
Yes, totally. And I have these sets of phone numbers for you, the hotline numbers for you. And you are totally right. As a citizen, we should hold ourselves responsible for our city's safety, for our neighbor's safety, not to mention for our children's safety, for our family's safety. I'm not going to say for your wife, your sister, because it can be your husband and your brother. And it's regardless of your age. So if you see anything fishy happening around, it doesn't hurt. Worst case, okay. I made a mistake. But if you see something, you never know. Maybe you're saving someone's life. So jog this down. The National Human Trafficking Hotline is 1-888-373-7888. Once again, it's 1-888-373-7888. And I also wanted to mention that I'm sure a lot of you have read on the news that due to COVID, the crime rate has gone up, both for sex trafficking and domestic violence. So I want to give you this number as well for domestic violence hotline. It is 1-800-799-SAFE. Once again, it's 1-800-799-SAFE. And lastly, but not least, we talked about victims of sexual assault and domestic violence are more likely to be trafficked because of a lot of the similarities of the coercion or the manipulation, shall we call it. So the National Sexual Assault Hotline is 1-800-656-4673. Once again, it's 1-800-656-4673.
Those are powerful numbers, and everybody needs those on their refrigerator, in their cell phones. There's nothing wrong with putting that in the notes or even in the speed dial in your cell phones, because I honestly think if we don't take action, Eileen, who will? If we don't, who will?
Yes, yes.
And it seems like the only time that people want to get involved is when it affects them or their family. In the immediate circle. And that is so wrong. We are all in this world together. And that's what I love about the city of Houston is because, you know, we've gone through the floods, we've gone through the storms, we've gone through the good and the bad, but we stick together. And I think in this realm, we need to all come together because this affects everybody, don't you think?
Absolutely. Together. I love what you said about together. I love what you mentioned about Houston. We've got great support. So in, as a matter of fact, Houston, Texas is the first city. Now there are other cities that has offices, government offices against human trafficking, but Houston, Texas was the first one that started this legend. And this week started on last Sunday through today, we had this Texas hashtag, Texas Prays to End Human Trafficking, initiated by Governor Greg Abbott's office. So we have a lot of support from our elected officials, and I'm grateful about that as well. And I think that only if when we take our responsibility, and I always say, save everyone and say, but you have to save them one victim, one survivor at a time. So start from you, start from yourself, start today.
You know, can you imagine one day, maybe in heaven, that one person, and like you said, just one life, one child, one young lady, one teenage boy that got hooked into this and trapped and ended up being a slave to work or sex or massage parlors or to prostitution or whatever. Can you imagine being in heaven one day and saying, hey, wait, because of that call you made, I got out of it. It saved my life. Can you just imagine how awesome that would be? We can make that kind of impact on the world.
Yes, we can. I believe we can. You know, love is contagious. Just show a bit of love and the world can be a better place.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Eileen, I appreciate you being on the program tonight, and I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. We only have about 30 seconds left. If people want to get in touch with you, do you have an email or a web page that you want to share right now that they can actually get on and find out more about you and maybe send you a comment or a thought or a question? What would that be?
Absolutely. Facebook and Instagram, both of the account name is Eileen Dong Official. It's EileenDong Official. On there, there's my email address. And as I mentioned, there is the YouTube channel, The Miss Texas Show. It's MS USA. It is MS, The Miss Texas Show. And you can also email me at missusatexas@gmail.com. That email address is also on this social media. You can make comments, and I will be making announcements with, we're coming up in February, starting with the National Coalition to Fight Against These Violent Crimes, as well as a support group. So I can't wait to share those, and these will all be on all my platforms.
Fantastic. Well, it was a joy having you with us tonight. We'll have to have you back again and talk even more because we didn't get to half of what we wanted to talk about. But thank you for being with us tonight, and keep doing what you're doing and making a difference in people's lives. God bless you. I appreciate it. As I always like to end the program each and every week, I always want to just say, I know we're out of time, but no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, there's always hope. And I think Miss Texas revealed that tonight. And we always say that every week, no matter what, there's always hope. Join us right here for another edition of Breaking the Silence next Sunday night, live from Houston, Texas. Have an awesome week. God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.